Joining us now on the line, a very good friend of the program. He has joined us many a times in years past here on the Golf Exchange. He is Ty Votaw, the Vice President of International Affairs for the PGA Tour. He has also just been appointed to head up the effort to get golf into the 2016 Olympics. He is the head of the International Golf Federation, and he joins us now. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning with you, Russ. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm excited about the prospects of golf in the Olympics. You know, I've been excited for the last couple of days watching the Olympic Games, the volleyball, the beach volleyball, the basketball, and now there's a chance that golf is in the Olympic Games as soon as 2016, and you've been chosen to head up the initiative. It's the International Golf Federation, a cooperative between all of the major golf organizations, the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, USGA, PGA of America included in those organizations. Give me an idea for what exactly your role will be for the next 12 to 18 months.
Well, the vote to select two additional sports for the 2016 Olympic Games takes place next October in Copenhagen at the IOC Olympic session, which they hold every year, and do things like vote on bid cities. They'll be voting on the bid cities. They'll be voting on the seven sports that are vying for the two spots that that will become open for the 2016 games. And over the course of the next 14 months, we'll be talking with IOC members. We'll be seeking their advice as to the best way that they think we can present golf to them as a compelling choice for the 2016 games. We'll be talking to players, educating them as to the merits of golf being in the Olympics. And we'll be otherwise communicating with the public at large as to why we think this is good for the growth of the game on a global basis, and why we think golf being added to the Olympics is going to add to the Olympics, and why the Olympics are going to be great for golf.
Well, let me ask you that question. As you prepare to talk to the IOC and make your case, what will the biggest reason or the couple of biggest reasons be for why golf deserves to be an Olympic sport?
Well, it's the universality of the game. Both genders play it at the highest levels. 60 million people around the world on all six inhabited continents play the game. The commercial appeal of the sport, the celebrity of our players, the television distribution that the sport enjoys. For example, the PGA Tour is televised in 215 countries around the globe, into 500 million homes. Those are the kinds of things that we hope will resonate with IOC members, as well as the long-term and history and tradition of integrity and the culture of the sport, where players call penalties on themselves, and concepts like honor and integrity are an integral part of the game, and we think that fits very nicely with what the Olympic ideal has been and continues to be.
You are listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Russ Evans with you, joined on the line by Ty Votaw, the VP of International Affairs for the PGA Tour, and just been named as the head of the International Golf Federation, a cooperative between all the major golf entities with the initiative trying to get golf into the 2016 Olympic Games. The four finalists for the host city are Chicago, Rio de Janeiro, Madrid, and Tokyo. Ty, I would assume that best-case scenario is Chicago is the host for those 2016 games as far as we're concerned, right?
Well, yes, but I think you have to look at the globality, and there's only three U.S. votes on the IOC board of 115, and so there is a very global kind of approach to the Olympic Games and the IOC membership and their thinking, and certainly the from a convenience as far as the PGA Tour is concerned and the LPGA Tour is concerned and the PGA of America, three members of the Olympic Golf Committee of the IGF, certainly Chicago would be a convenience relative to scheduling and where the world of golf from those organizations are concerned, are in that time of year. But we went into this obviously not knowing what city would be picked. We think that whatever city is picked, golf is going to be the ultimate winner in the game, in the world, relative to development around the world and in terms of adding new players to the game on that global basis.
Ty, have there been any discussions yet as to what the format for competition might be if golf is in the Olympics?
There has been some discussion. There hasn't been anything finalized. The last time this was brought before the IOC in 2002, the format was 4 days of stroke play, like there would be in any other event on the worldwide tours, and the thought being there that stroke play would enable the most amount of countries to participate, because there are some countries that don't have enough players to represent even a team of two. For example, Fiji, Vijay Singh, if it was required that there had to be a team of two, there may not necessarily be a compelling number two from Fiji. Lorena Ochoa from Mexico, although by the time 2016 approaches, we think that might be the case. There may be more Mexican women players and male players for that matter. But what we're trying to do is create a format that would have as many countries represented as possible and would have the opportunities for as many countries as possible to win medals in the competition. And right now, the thought process in 2002, it may change over the next 13 months as we have discussions with the IOC about what they feel is the most compelling format. But right now, the thinking is around stroke play.
Ty Votaw is joining me here on the line, the VP of International Affairs for the PGA Tour. He's also heading up the International Golf Federation. Keep having a problem with that. International Golf Federation, cooperative between all the major golf organizations, including the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, the USGA, the PGA of America, the RNA as well. Ty, you're heading to Beijing later this week. What will you be doing in Beijing over the next couple of weeks, aside from taking in some beach volleyball and basketball and swimming?
Well, I think those sports are and competitions are in the first week of the Olympics, and I think I'll miss most of those, but I've been watching them on television, and the pictures that NBC have been bringing back from the Olympics have been just spectacular, and especially the opening ceremonies and the storylines that have developed over the course of the past week with swimming and Michael Phelps in particular have really kind of shown what the Olympic spirit is all about and how passionate people can become. And again, that's another advantage to getting golf into the Olympics, to take advantage of that passion. But what we'll be doing while we're there over the next 6 to 10 days is to, again, talk to IOC members, talk to IOC staff, learn more about what the next 13 months looks like in terms of process, what we can do, what we can't do, and otherwise just have as many conversations as we possibly can about the story we're trying to tell about the game of golf.
Well, I hope you have a great trip. Good luck with everything. Obviously, as far as I'm concerned, as a huge golf fan, I think it's nothing but positives if golf were to be in the Olympic Games as soon as 2016. You know, we talk about growing the game of golf, Ty, and I think there's no better way to grow the game of golf than to make an Olympic sport. And then you have, you know, nearly 200 countries around the world now saying, okay, here's another sport where if we compete and medal, in it, it'll bring a lot of prestige to our country worldwide. So I, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's nothing but positives, and I hope it does end up being a reality.
Russ, thank you. If you happen to know any IOC members, be sure to make that same story to them.
Ty, let me quickly ask you one thing on a different subject before I let you go, because what we've seen over the last month or so from Padraig Harrington has been pretty spectacular. And in the last 13 months, Padraig has won 3 of the 6 major championships. And I wrote in a blog online that, you know, he's a 12-year overnight sensation. It seems like just 13 months ago, he was really not on anyone's radar as far as a top 2 or 3 player in the world. What do you think about what Padraig's done the last few months?
It's just been spectacular, and I think that you know, obviously there are people who may say, well, he won 2 majors without Tiger in it, but that doesn't really speak to the fact that in order to win against any field in a major championship of that quality, regardless of whether Tiger, he won it last year with Tiger in the field, and certainly he's clearly the number one European player in the world. Clearly has the kind of momentum that the European team needs going into the Ryder Cup. And the way he's playing right now has to be one of the favorites, if not the favorite, for the FedEx Cup that's coming up a week after this. And so the first event, Barclays, he's a former champion there. you got to think that the way he's playing and the momentum he has, he's got to be a favorite to win the FedEx Cup.
Great point, Ty. You know, we've got the FedEx Cup coming up next week, Barclays, and then the Deutsche Bank and BMW, and, of course, the Tour Championship ending the proceedings, and it'll be an interesting year. There'll definitely be a new FedEx Cup champion, of course, because Tiger Woods is out for the rest of the year. So must-see television definitely for the next month, and then, of course, we're all pulling for the International Golf Federation to get Olympics in the to get golf in the Olympics as soon as 2016. Ty Votaw has been our guest, the VP of International Affairs for the PGA Tour. Ty, as always, great to catch up with you. We appreciate the time and safe travels.
Thank you, Russ. Always good to be with you.